Hey there, what is going on? It is Rob from Crypto Bobby, and today we have big news, per usual, being driven out of China, and it is news to the downside, as we can see here looking at Coinigy. If you weren't aware, or if you were sleeping, or if you haven't checked your blockfolio or whatever it is you use, basically the entire cryptocurrency markets today are getting absolutely hammered, absolutely slammed, and it is due in part at this point in time to a tweet and from some market news over from Bitcoin China, the exchange, BTCC. So we'll hop into this now. We'll talk about what it means for you, what I think is going to happen in the near future here, and how this is going to potentially affect you moving forward. So let's get into it. And if you are new to the channel, definitely hit the subscribe button. That'd be fantastic. I do daily recorded videos on the subject of cryptocurrency so that you can stay as aware and as up to date as possible. And I try to do everything with a very kind of calm and level-headed approach so that, you know, the FUD and all the fear and all that type of stuff, you know, we could take a step back, we could look at things, and we can just put everything in perspective. So let's get into it. So what actually dropped the absolute living hell out of the cryptocurrency market today? Well, it started with this tweet from Bitcoin China, BTC China, which is an exchange actually headed by Bobby Lee, Charlie of Litecoin. Bobby Lee is the CEO of BTC China, and they announced that after, you know, some of the news that came out on September 4th regarding regulation within China, they're going to stop all trading of Bitcoin, of cryptocurrency on BTC China on September 30th. So if we take a look at, you can see this tweet here, I can link to it in the description as well, but we can take a look here. So here is 4 a.m. Eastern time when this announcement was made. If I look over 4 a.m. Eastern time, we'll take a look at how the market has performed since. The overall Bitcoin marketplace, this is using GDAX, the US dollar, Bitcoin trading, is down about 13.5%. So it's moved from about 30, you know, it's down $520 in the course of less than 12 hours. Obviously not a great move. And you know, as we look at kind of how that moves with some other crypto as well, Ethereum also was trading at about 270 at 4 a.m. is now down $42, down 15%+. We can take a look at Litecoin. Litecoin as well, 4 a.m. is now down about 21%. So Litecoin's getting crushed under $50. Basically, everything in the entire cryptocurrency marketplace is getting hammered right now. And if we look at what that means and kind of trying to put things in perspective, we've been talking about this, and I was talking about this in a number of different videos, that I thought that this was eventually going to, you know, quite frankly, I thought this was eventually going to happen for no other reason, too, than what happened with the ICO regulation, where there were rumors about this regulation happening. There were rumors coming out. Everybody called it FUD. They said it was BS. And then like 3 days later, the ICO regulation came out. This took a little bit longer, but there were rumors and news about Bitcoin exchanges being banned, Bitcoin exchanges having to shut down, back from the beginning of September. Nothing really happened. There were, whether it was the Wall Street Journal articles with really no evidence, it was Bloomberg articles with no evidence, a lot of things with no evidence and unnamed sources came out. And I personally, in a lot of cases, just thought there was just too much FUD. There were too many rumors for this to be unsubstantiated and for it not to be true. So as we're looking at it now, this seems to be a preemptive attempt by Bitcoin China to shut things down and to not get themselves in trouble, but it's still obviously huge news. Now, what does this mean too when we're looking at, so if I pull up CoinMarketCap, I look at the 24-hour volume on exchanges, you can see here, you know, as we look at the different exchanges that are trading, Bitfinex being the biggest, Bitthumb, OKCoin being number four, and my pronunciation on this is going to be terrible, but Huobi, number six. Those are two Chinese exchanges, Huobi at number six, OKCoin.cn at number four. Those are bringing in about $422 million worth of volume on a daily basis, OKCoin and Huobi at about 386. So combining for over, I mean, that's, you know, $800 million worth of volume. Now, it takes us a while to scroll back and then find where we have our friends over at BTCC, BTC China, is doing about $94 million worth of volume right now. Now, I'm sure I haven't checked actually previously in the past couple days what that volume is, but I'm sure that is somewhat slightly affected by the Bitcoin news and the news of their ban. But as we're looking at this right now, BTCC is the 17th largest exchange by volume on CoinMarketCap. But as we're looking at this overall news about China, this doesn't just apply to BTCC. This applies to Huobi. This applies to OKCoin as well. And we can take a look back here with what's going on. I'll scroll this back over to get a better view, but we can take a look back here at what's going on. And there was a specific point where the market, you know, had some crazy sell volume within really the past hour. And has to do with some of this tweet and Charlie Lee's kind of response to it. And so if we pull up the original thread here from CN Ledger, which talks about Bitcoin China stopping trading, and then it goes on to say that there were a couple other issues with it. But so here, the third response, which is, I think, quite important. Number three, OKCoin and Huobi PR said that they have not received a notice from regulators and they are operating normally. Okay, so great news. Maybe BTC China is just kind of shutting things down preemptively. Sounds good, right? Charlie Lee comes out, the founder of Litecoin. If you're not familiar with him, Charlie Lee, the founder of Litecoin, used to be the director of engineering at Coinbase, comes out and tweets, OKCoin and Huobi are actually meeting with regulators, Chinese regulators, tomorrow. So that they might be, basically, they're going to meet with regulators tomorrow and they might as well be shutting down tomorrow. As soon as he tweeted this at 10:03 a.m. this morning, we can take a look back at what effect that had. So this was 11 a.m., you know, this was 10 a.m. from there going forward, another massive, massive drop in the marketplace. Actually, I believe that was, I have the wrong time on this. I believe that was a little bit later from that standpoint. So this was actually 1:03 p.m., not 10, 1:03 p.m. Eastern time. So within the past hour, as I look back on this chart here, you can see the exact point. I'll make it a 15-minute chart so you can kind of see the exact point basically right here where we have it. 1 o'clock, red, 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 and I'll pull up from a percentage-wise as well. But basically, since Charlie Lee's tweet, Bitcoin is down another, you know, 3-4% close to it. Litecoin getting crushed at that point in time as well, with the 1 o'clock time frame, you know, down about another 4%. So what does that really mean, and how do I think we can play things moving forward, judging from this? So I think in some respects, the potential that OKCoin and Huobi can stop trading is a little bit priced into the market, but I also think that this is still very much, especially with all this China news, very much news-driven at this point in time. And if and when OKCoin and Huobi meet with Chinese regulators tomorrow and then potentially announce that they are going to halt trading in the near future on their exchanges, basically shut down, then I think that is going to significantly drop the price. Because it's one thing if we have an exchange that has $94 million worth of volume as the 17th largest exchange by volume. It's another thing if we lose the 6th largest exchange and then the 4th largest exchange. If you're talking about volume, I think that's going to put a big impact on the actual price of cryptocurrencies as a whole. I think that is going to, quite frankly, present a large sell-off here moving forward. And I mean, we can look here too. There's basically been nothing that's been able to kind of withstand this news today. Top 10, all down double digits in red. Top 20, all down double digits in red, minus ARK up 2%. But I mean, as you're looking at this, basically every single cryptocurrency, for the most part, minus a few kind of stragglers, is down over double digits. So what am I looking at? What do I think this means long term? Well, number one, I would expect, quite frankly, I would expect that news within, if it doesn't happen tomorrow, within the next couple days, maybe OKCoin, maybe Huobi meet with regulators tomorrow. Maybe they, you know, take a few days to figure out what the hell they're going to say from a PR perspective or come up with a strategy. But I wouldn't doubt if OKCoin and Huobi shut down trading similar to BTC China. That would not surprise me, and I'm kind of expecting that, quite frankly. So that's number one. And when that happens, and when I do expect that to happen, I do expect the price to go down significantly again as well. You know, Bitcoin dropping and basically everything else dropping alongside it, I think that's going to take a big haircut. Now, what happens from there? I think there's going to be a certain point where this news stops driving the market and people start ignoring what happens with China and ignoring once this news comes out, basically just, you know, saying, you know what, screw it, screw China. This isn't changing fundamentally speaking. This isn't going to make that, you know, this isn't affecting Bitcoin. This isn't affecting cryptocurrency 5-10 years from now. So I think that there is going to be a specific point in time where we bottom. You know, can it be under $3,000? Absolutely per Bitcoin. Can it be under 2,500? Yeah, potentially, for sure. I think this has the potential to, you know, really kind of hammer the marketplace if OKCoin, if ULB, you know, suspend trading. Now, also long term, what does this mean too? So I've heard multiple rumors about what this means from a Chinese perspective. If these exchanges are just shutting down temporarily to avoid further scrutiny from the exchanges, and they're basically putting in a law similar to what New York did with the Bit license and trying to just really heavily regulate this and make sure that they have everything in place, and then they'll basically BTC China will reopen in the future, maybe OKCoin, if OKCoin and Huobi actually close, then they would reopen as well. So I think that's one thing to, you know, to keep an eye on and to understand is this, you know, as of now, this sounds like an indefinite thing, but I think long term, hopefully China is smart enough to realize that there's a lot of innovation going on. There's a lot of usefulness, and they're just trying to regulate this as quickly as possible. But this does, in my opinion, have the potential to, you know, to take the overall cryptocurrency markets down for the long term. So what do you do about that if you are, you know, if you're new to the space? I think there's, unfortunately, the way these market cycles work for the most part, you know, quite frankly, if I'm looking at things, I'll look up the 4-hour charts, but unfortunately the way these market cycles work, or I can even pull up the 1-day charts here for Bitcoin. And when a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, when something like, pull up the 1-day charts, when something happens where, you know, over the month of August, Bitcoin goes, or over the month of July, August, where Bitcoin goes from being worth, you know, $2,000+ all the way to $5,000, that brings a lot of new people into the space, brings a lot of new money into the space, and, you know, gets people really excited about things. And that means that a lot of people that are brand new to cryptocurrency are buying at $4,000. They're buying at $4,500. They're buying at $5,000. So if that's you, you took an absolute bath so far, and you've gotten hammered. And there's also a lot of people that have been around since, you know, Bitcoin was $200, $500, $800, sub $100, Ethereum, things like that. At this point in time, I think there's kind of two, you know, really for the most part, two ways to go about it. Fundamentally speaking, I don't think anything's changing about the technology. I really don't. And I think long-term, this is going to shake out and this is going to go in a positive direction. For the short-term, I think this brings up about a lot of uncertainty, and you can certainly see it within the past 2 days, these massive, massive red candles. The two things that, in my opinion, if you, you know, have purchased right now is, or if you purchased previously and you have a large position, is basically the two strategies are just close your eyes, hold, you know, trust that things are going to get better, that you're probably not going to be able to time the market that well, and that you can... that eventually, you know, Bitcoin is going to go back above $5,000 and you'll be all right. And that's fine. Or alternatively, you could potentially sell and try to buy back in lower. Or, and then the kind of last thing is say, like, screw it, I can't deal with the volatility and I'm going to pack up my bags, take the losses and go home. I wouldn't necessarily advise against that. I think that, especially if you're new to the space, yeah, you might be in some losses, but, you know, long term, I wouldn't pack up your bags and go. If you want to be in crypto, there's volatility there, and that absolutely is going to happen. This is a crazy volatile market. Look in the past 2 days. It's not surprising to see, you know, when the price goes from 4,100 down 21% down 20% or so, down almost $900 in 2 days. That'll happen. That's crypto. You take know, to participate in this market, you have to take these massive green bars and then you have to take the big red bars. And that is kind of what it is. But for me personally, it's, you know, the two kind of major strategies is at this point in time, just kind of, if you have a big position, hold your eyes, hold those eyes closed and just kind of pray for the best and just be prepared for a bumpy ride, because I think a bumpy ride is coming and that's going to happen. And I think we're in the midst of a bear market right now for the time being until this China mess gets straightened out, and then we'll go from there. Or, you know, if you're really not comfortable with the risk, or if you're just looking to buy in lower, wait for a little bit of a rebound. I mean, this is kind of a tough place to be selling, you know, near the bottom, but wait for a little bit of a rebound, wait for a green candle somewhere, and then look to sell off a little bit and see if you can buy back and lower. Because I would, you know, quite frankly, and I do anticipate more negative news coming out if OKCoin and Huobi, if that goes down. So we'll see what happens. But overall, you know, just kind of try to, I know this can be a stressful time and this could be a negative time for a lot of people. But try to relax as much as possible and don't make emotional decisions with what you're doing. If you're going to make a decision, make sure it's well thought out, make sure it's well planned, and that you are not letting emotions, letting tweets like this, whatever it is, letting red candles, don't let things get the best of you. Make smart decisions about kind of how you're moving forward. And the last thing too is, you know, if you are, you know, if you've had fiat on the sidelines, if you've had money on the sidelines, if you've been waiting for a dip, now, these are the times where everybody's freaking out and everybody's going nuts. These are the times where you make that move. Whether you go all in now or you dollar cost average. And I've always been a big advocate for dollar cost averaging as well. I've had a lot of people always ask me like, hey, you know, I have X amount of money. What should I do? Should I put $5,000 in today? And I say no. And this was last week. I said, put $1,000 in this week, put $1,000 in next week, and then put $1,000 in the week after that, and do that for 5 weeks or do that for 5 months. And if you did that, you'd be in a lot better shape than if you just threw $5,000 in last week and you'd be down 25, 30%. That's why you dollar cost average. And I think that's a lesson for a lot of people as well. So always keep that in mind. You know, be fearful when others are greedy, be greedy when others are fearful. Right now, others are fearful. There's not great things happening in the marketplace. You can see that. Take that advice for what it's worth. Take that into consideration, but try to just keep an eye, especially, I mean, I think Twitter is a really good place too, as far as seeing what happens and seeing kind of how these things are moving in real time, because it's pretty incredible how one tweet from somebody like Charlie Lee can literally drive a 3, 4%, 5% market movement on a multi-billion dollar cryptocurrency market. It's crazy to see, but it happens and it is what it is. So I'm always keeping that, keeping that kind of understanding and keeping my eye on that. Now, outside of that, guys, like I said, if you are new here, I'm definitely trying to keep you as abreast on this information as I literally and possibly can. So if you need anything, if you have any questions, definitely let me know in the comments here. I'd love to hear what you're doing at this point in time, from, you know, how you're kind of handling things, what's going on for your mind, and how you're going to kind of adjust on the fly. If you're buying, if you're just holding, or if you're going to try and sell and buy back and lower, let me know what your thoughts are. Happy to hear from you. Again, this is Rob from Crypto Bobby. If you are new here, hit that subscribe button. That would be fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck, whether you're buying, if you're trading, if you're holding, if you're selling. My name is Rob from Crypto Bobby. I hope you have an awesome day. Peace.